This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapada town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said, "Tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years." The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport in the morning and reached the Antroli area where a bullet train station is under construction. Later in the evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, "Now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election."
Bihar, aaj duniya bhar mein chhaya hua hai. Duniya mein kahin jaiye, Bihar ki talent aapko nazar aayegi. Aur aisa Bihar अब विकास में नई ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करने का मिजाज दिखा रहा है. इस चुनाव में उस मिजाज के दर्शन हुए हैं. बिहार की माताएं बहनें और बिहार के नौजवान महिला युवा, ये एक ऐसा माई कॉम्बिनेशन बना है जिसने आने वाले अनेक दशकों की राजनीति का नींव मजबूत कर दी है.
The nation is celebrating Janjatiya Gaurav Divas today to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. After the completion of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections 2025, informal discussions have begun regarding the formation of the new government. Today, Union Minister and Chief of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Chirag Paswan, met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Talking to the media in Patna, Mr. Paswan said that several issues were discussed with the Chief Minister. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugam police station last night. JNK DGP Nilin Prabhat said that the deceased include 1 personnel of state investigating agency, 3 personnel of forensic science laboratory team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team, and 1 tailor associated with the team. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed 2 separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit today visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. Delhi police has reopened the Netaji Subhash Marg for regular traffic after it was closed due to the car blast near Red Fort in the national capital on Monday. Delhi police said in a release today that both the carriageways and service roads, along with the stretch from Chhata rail cut to Subhash Marg cut off the road, have been reopened. Grandmaster Arjun Adigasi became first Indian player and second overall to qualify for the quarterfinals of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 by defeating two-time World Cup champion Levon Aronian with the black pieces today in Arpora, Goa. In men's cricket, South Africa ended day 2 of the first test match against India at 93 for 7 in their second innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.